Hello Kevin, how are you?
As I can see on the video and according to the history, sports have existed since many years and they have been involved in the development of big civilizations like Greeks. Over time we can see how the worldwide have changed and transformed as well as sports. Today there are different sports that were not considered a sport before, but today, due to inclusion, different ways of thinking, the culture, the value of art, we can call it a sport. In my opinion, breakdancing has all the potential to be considered on the Olympics. And I think that it's wonderful because it makes inclusive, modern, creative, fun, and it gives a different perspective of the meaning of sport because it's the combination of dance and a competition. You have to face off the other team. To sum up, in including breakdancing in the Olympics, it's a very good idea. It will attract a lot of people around the world. About the second question, I don't think that some sports people's salaries are exaggerated. It's true that some sports like soccer, which is the most popular sport around the world, move a lot of people and therefore a lot of money. And that is the reason why soccer players' salaries are higher than other sports, and also because of the advertising. In fact, there are football players like Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi who has a very high salary, but I think that is fair. He has invested many years of effort, dedication, passion, time spent, sacrificing time with their family to achieve all the goals to be as successful and excellent as he is. Definitely his job is his whole life. However, I consider that there are other athletes who are not well paid and that the government doesn't support them so much and they deserve it. It is important to be more fair because the sport is the work of the job of many people who fail in their attempt due to lack of resources and opportunity. And for me, that situation is very sad. Okay, Kevin, bye-bye.